The Minister of State in charge of public-private partnerships, Dr. Rashid Poupou, says President Mahama's visit to Iran will open doors for business opportunities between Ghana and Iran. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Poupou said the president's visit is a very important one following the lifting of international sanctions on that country over allegations of manufacturing nuclear weapons. This means Iran is also now ready to do business with the world. He spoke to George Ankra.
This is a very important visit following the lifting of sanctions against Iran as a result of their nuclear development program. It has shown that at this time, Iran is ready to do business with the world. And President Mahama's visit is a follow-up to a number of other initiatives we've had with Iran. If you remember, a year and a half ago, I led a delegation to Iran made up of over 30 individuals, businesses, and other government officials to sign the Joint Economic Cooperation. That shows Ghana's readiness to do business with Iran. In fact, we strategically place Ghana as a pivotal country in Africa, so Iran can reach out to Ghana and be able to reach out to the rest of Africa to conduct its business, to share in our joint economic successes and programs. And we've had so many things in common, from being non-aligned movement countries to being countries committed to world peace and security. So President Mahama's visit was very, very important, therefore. It cemented the relationship that exists between us. It finalized the agreements that we signed and wanted to formalize and also to practicalize. And so it's going to open doors for lots of businesses to come into the country and for Ghanaians to reach out to Iran in their exports. So it's a good opportunity and Ghanaians should be proud of it. As Ghana is one of the first African countries to have the opportunity of visiting Iran as a result of an invitation by the Iranian government and President Rouhani. So that shows that Ghana is very, very strategic, and the high regard they have for Ghana has shown all of that.
Dr. Poupou, you are in charge of private and public sector development. Can you tell us specifically the number of Iranian businessmen or investors who are dealing with the country at the moment and which areas they are working in?
We have a number of Iranian businesses in the manufacturing industry and in the hospitality, provision of medical services and et cetera, et cetera. There are those who are knocking on our doors and seeking to do oil business with us. And we have those who are already here seeking to do housing. And the opportunities were limited because they could not invest more than $10 million because of the sanctions. Now the door is open. We know that those who were at the doorstep waiting to enter will not be given the opportunity to enter, and we'll have a lot of opportunities to deal with them.
Dr. Poupou, so what are your expectations after this visit?
I have very high expectations for long-term relations with Iran. I have hopes that in the end, what we are going to do is going to create an economic zone that will allow Ghana to cooperate with Iran in the development of our two countries. It's a very great opportunity. We will have a lot of businessmen flying into Ghana to nose around to find out what areas they can invest in. And already, I know of some Ghanaians who are already dealing with them. I know the Chamber of Commerce had sent a delegation there earlier on, and I know the Iranian Chamber of Commerce had also come.